Yes, sir.
How much does that benefit you to affect that family that's
affected? That's benefited me greatly. That's the thing a lot of people don't realize is that I've had coaching from someone who's played the highest level of football from high school, for me in high school. So he's taught me a lot of things from high school to college and just till now. So it's been a blessing to me to have him, and he's been behind me 100% the whole way, and I feel confident in my abilities. Yes, that's my cousin as well. And sometimes when we would go home, I would go out there and, you know, just kind of practice against him. And he's, you know, he's played in the NFL as well. So I feel I've had some a good preparation for this.
You considered coming out last year.
Yes, I did.
Why did you stay in?
There was just some things I wanted to accomplish in college still. I wanted to, you know, win the Jim Thorpe Award, which I did this year, be a consensus All-American. I achieved that. And I wanted to be the best cornerback in college football. I wasn't content enough in, you know, coming out as a junior and not be the best. So I've always worked to be the best. I want to be the best, and that's what I'm here for.
Do you think it's ridiculous that how fast you run in a straight line for 40 yards could determine how much money you're going to make, where you're going to go, all that stuff?
It's all part of the process, and I'm here to be part of it. I'm excited to be here. This is, you know, one of the stepping stones to get to the National Football League, and I'm ready for it. But, you know, if it's whether it's a 40 drills that I have to do, I'm ready for them, and I'm here to compete.
You make a particular time you're shooting for in the 40?
Yes, I have a time in my head that I'm shooting for, and we'll see what it is Tuesday.
Have you met Chuck Cecil yet?
Chuck Cecil? No, I haven't met him. I know exactly who Chuck Cecil is, and I'm very aware that he's the defensive back coach for Tennessee. So it'll be a pleasure to meet him.
I think he's looking for you?
I don't know. I hope so.
How much pride do you take in the fact that you started every college game you ever played?
I take a lot of pride in that. I feel very confident in myself once again, you know, in playing that and making plays consistently for 4 years. My other corner, Will Ray Fontenot, has done the same, and, you know, we've learned from each other through these 4 years, and it's just been a great experience.
Is there an NFL corner that you really like, or you want to game
in? Oh, definitely. There's plenty of NFL corners that I like to watch, but, you know, I don't know. I think I have my own style. Those guys have been there, and they've been successful, and that's where I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be successful in this league and be amongst those names, be mentioned in the same breath with those guys, and that's my ultimate goal.
Do you have an idea that if people are looking at you as a returner too?
That'll be nice, but I mean, I feel I returned the ball well in college, but I haven't heard anything about it. So, you know, it's day by day. I guess I have my first meeting start today, so I'll see what's that about.
What do you feel like you have to prove here?
Just that I'm here to compete. I can do all these drills and be one of the best at them, and that's my goal.
Antoine, can you talk about the foundation you started, the fundraising?
Yeah, I started, me and my friend Matthew Brooks, back at Arizona. We started a foundation, and it's called Case and Cares. My grandfather died of leukemia, MDS, in February 06, or 07, sorry, about 07. And he was a role model to me. He's done everything for the family, things like that. And so my senior year, I wanted to do something to honor him because of what he's done for me, my family. And I sell the bracelets. Oh, this arm. I sold the bracelet, $3 a piece in Arizona. And all the money went to the American Cancer Society. Matthew and I, we raised about $7,000 in 2 months just between the two of us. And, you know, it was a great experience for me to see the, you know, foundation side, business side of how things work in college and being a young man and growing up trying to, you know, do some things that don't benefit me. Everything is not about me all the time, and I wanted to give back and do something positive that pretty much everyone can relate to. Someone in their family has cancer or whatnot.
Is that something you hope to take to the NFL with you when you'll have even more resources?
Oh, definitely. I think so.
Of all the knowledge and experience while you're doing that, anybody will stand out in your head?
Just the whole process of it was real tough, and people thought we weren't serious about it, me and he and I, and it was real tough. So that's what sticks out to me, is that we had the stick-to-itiveness to keep it going and stay on the compliance guys and the athletic director and everyone involved to move forward with it. So
how long did it take to even get that approval, compliance theory, and stuff to do that?
We started in The idea came about in June. We didn't get it going until about September. NCAA and the Pac-10 kind of turned it down because I guess my name was on it, and I guess they thought it was personal gain. I'm not sure, but it was no personal gain involved, and we had to write letters to the NCAA and the Pac-10 about that this is nothing for me. It's just something that I wanted to do to give back. So it was a long, long process.
How many hours did you think you had to finish that?
You know, it was a lot of hours. I had to go to wake up, wait till 8, school all day, practice, and then I would go over with Matt, and we would kind of go over things, and I wouldn't get back home till 9:30, and you know, it was a long process, and I had to stay focused on what I was trying to accomplish in football and as well as school, and then get that done. Royce Rambo.
R-O-Y-C-E.
R-O-Y-C-E, yes. All right, yes, sir.
When the Suns wore bracelets, were you like, oh, wow, it really did
something? Yeah, when the Suns wore them, it made me that much more happy to see that, you know, other sports, you know, figures who are looked up to were wearing them and supporting me. It just gave me, you know, the ultimate satisfaction to see those guys do that.
What did you do to get ready for this event, and what was your height, weight thing?
What I've done to get ready for this event was I prepared at Perfect Competition in Florida, Davie, Florida, with trainer Pete Bomarito, and it was, you know, a tough process and all, but I felt good. What was the next
height, weight today?
Height, weight, 6 feet, six and, forget, and I was 191.
Have you talked to the Patriots at all?
No, I haven't. Meetings start tonight for me. Can realistically be, I feel a definition, you know, a good cover guy. He can play man zone, good tackler, good awareness on the field, and knows what's going on in his, you know, in his backfield, knows where his help is on the field, and just pretty much knows the overall defense and consistently makes plays.
Is that a description of you?
Definitely. Thank you.